Welcome to the Thankful Homemaker Podcast, a podcast to be an encouragement and blessing to each other in the role God has called us to as women. I'm so thankful you stopped by, so grab yourself a coffee or tea and sit with me a bit as we talk about how God's Word impacts every area of our lives as Christian women. Hello, friends. I'm Marcy Farrell from thankfulhomemaker.com, and we're talking about one of my favorite topics today, menu planning. I am one of those odd people who loves menu planning. I pretty much love planning in general, but menu planning tops my list. Because seriously, who doesn't want to save money, time, their sanity, reduce stress, eat healthy, and avoid the dreaded question, what's for dinner? It sounds great, right? And we'd all love to do it, but how do we get there? Well, menu planning is the answer to all those questions above. We have a jam-packed episode today filled with tons of tips, examples, and ideas, so stick with me, and I know there will be something that will appeal to each of you in some way. I hope to get you in the habit of menu planning if you're not already, and if you already are but find yourself in a rut, then I hope this episode will give you some encouragement to keep going. And if you're already a die-hard habitual menu planner, maybe you'll gain some new ideas to jazz up your weekly menu plan. So menu planning is always my big encouragement to get into a routine with the hope of making it a habit. Habits are great because they're just things that we do without thinking. They just happen, and I love that. That takes off something off of our list when we have habits already built in. It's so such a great time saver and a help to us. Menu planning is an area that's going to look different in each household because each of our families is different, right? From size to activities to all different kinds of things. There's no right way or one way to menu plan. And I encourage you to at least give a method a try for a month to see how it works for your family. Tweak it and change it. But my hope is in that a month's time that you would begin to form a new habit. Menu planning helps you to make healthier choices for your family, and more of your cooking is going to be made with wholesome ingredients. There's nothing worse than not planning to eat leftovers, buying duplicate items at the store that are already in your cupboards, or wondering what you're going to feed your family at 6 o'clock in the evening. I've been there to all those. But menu planning helps save you time and money. First off, it minimizes your trips to the grocery store, and you're going to clear those leftovers out of your fridge. I'm also, besides menu planning, I'm one of those weird people who loves to grocery shop. Give me the choice of a grocery store trip over a trip to the mall any day. When we travel for vacation, I get so excited to visit a new grocery store. Now, in sharing my love for grocery shopping, I still prefer not to have to visit my local store more than once a week. It is a savings for me of time. So my current meal planning schedule is weekly, and I've had moments where I plan meals monthly and bi-weekly, but I've really settled into once a week pretty comfortably. So let me share some favorite meal planning tips with you. I don't do all these every week, and some of them I don't do anymore, but I have in years past during various seasons of our family's lives. And after I go through some of these tips, I'm going to give you my simple meal planning that I do every week. And it's free and it's easy and it has just worked for me for I can't even tell you how many years now, but it's been a real simple method. So let me start off with a few tips here first. See, when I first started meal planning, I bit off a lot more than I could chew. As a young bride, I just imagined that I could make these spectacular gourmet meals every night. Well, that's not reality. Not reality because of my lack of cooking skills and not reality because of our budget. So I learned to keep my meals simple. And one thing I still like to do is add one new recipe each week for variety. And plus to see if it gets a thumbs up and we can get it inserted into my normal meal planning cycle because it's a new recipe we enjoy. But sometimes I try something new and it doesn't work out and I don't do that one again. Another great tip is marinating meats can be your best friend, ladies. I love the ease of dumping that meat out of the bag to cook and add a simple starch like rice or quinoa or couscous and some veggies. You can marinate with salad dressing. You can make your own. There's tons of recipes online. Simple things like soy sauce or teriyaki. Just some easy things to do. I love Italian dressing. Just pour it on top of chicken breasts and bake. That's just yummy in itself or on the grill. Another great one is doubling recipes to freeze is a huge time saver for those busy nights. I love having extra meals on hand to just dump into the crock pot in the morning. Make sure you label your freezer meals well, because have you ever thought that you'd surely remember what that bag of frozen stuff is you put in your freezer only to pull it out a month later and have no recollection? I've done that quite a few times. So labeling is key. Flexibility is vital in meal planning, really with all of our schedules, right? Your schedule will change on the fly at times, and it's okay if you plan to make a great dinner for tonight and it didn't work out and you're having takeout pizza instead. Some days just turn out like that, right? Move that meal up a night on the schedule. Meat can be frozen, and many times other items can be worked into other dinners or lunches. My weeks sometimes have meals that carry over into the next week because of last-minute plan changes. Listen, if my hubby comes home and he wants to take me out to dinner, I'm not going to say, no, sweetie, I already have soup planned for today. I'm going to take him up on it. Prepping is a huge part of meal planning, and one we don't often think of how much time it saves us. When you're already chopping veggies for dinner, can you cut more for another meal you need this week? How about cleaning all your salad greens for the week? I like to wash and store my greens as soon as I get home with them. Make sure you remove as much of the water as possible, and my salad spinner is a great friend. Using a salad spinner makes this task almost effortless. Store your greens in a large bowl with a paper towel on top of them to absorb moisture, and they should last really up to 7 to 10 days depending on the freshness of the greens. I cheat a lot, and I like to keep frozen bags of frozen veggies on hand for soups and stew. I love to have frozen chopped onions in my freezer too, and canned beans, and along with canned tomatoes and jarred spaghetti sauce. That makes a quick dinner easy to throw together, especially if you have something like frozen chicken breasts in the freezer. You can pull a dinner off pretty quickly. Make sure that you plan for on-the-go lunches, too, for working husbands or school kids. There's a great website called 100 Days of Real Food, and she has tons of creative, fun, and easy, healthy pack lunches, probably more so for kids, but I think you can get some good ideas there for your husband. And that's where planning those leftovers ahead is great. If you've got some great little containers and he has a microwave at work, to just really put your lunch together for him the next day right after dinner as you're cleaning up the dishes, that is a great time saver. Okay, Mondays are usually my hardest days of the week. So for me, I plan my easiest meal that day. I usually do my grocery shopping on Mondays, and many times rotisserie chicken with salad and veggies makes the menu plan. I love the rotisserie chickens at Costco, and we can get 2 to 3 meals from it. A lot of times I'll make chicken quesadillas for lunch the next day or two after, or make some chicken Alfredo. But then I also, when I'm done, I have that lovely chicken carcass left to make stock from soup. So that cheap $5 chicken just gave me quite a few easy meals. You can take that chicken carcass and really throw it in the crock pot. So all you're going to do is you're going to make sure you clean all the meat from the bones, and you're going to hold on to that meat, because if you're going to make like a chicken noodle soup or chicken and rice soup, you're going to throw that chicken back in after that broth is cooked. But throw that chicken and all the other bones back into the crock pot with maybe, if you're using it from that night, any drippings from that rotisserie chicken container. Throw a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar right into it, because apple cider vinegar, it's acidic, so it helps to draw the minerals, and particularly calcium, magnesium, potassium, and it draws them into the broth. So it just gives your broth a little healthier boost there. And then I really just fill up water to just about the top of my crock pot, and I'll put that lid on low, and I'll leave it on for 24 to 48 hours. From there, when it's done, just strain out those bones, and you've got homemade chicken broth to make soup from. So that one little, I don't even know what it is at Costco, it's $4 or $5.99 here at our Costco. You have got 2 to 3 meals from that or more if you make soup. So that's a great handy tip right there. Another one is make sure you always have on hand some family favorite emergency dinners, I like to call them. We have some simple ones, like we love rice, beans, and salsa bowls. Or spaghetti's an easy one. I love to have canned chicken or tuna on hand to help me whip up chicken or tuna salad really fast. And there's really nothing wrong, unless you have allergies or other issues, to have frozen pizzas in your freezer. Some nights are just hard, and it's great to have something easy and on hand to throw into the oven fast. There's also, besides frozen pizza, there's some great options nowadays in the freezer section for easy, fast, and healthy meals. So another great one is have one meal a week planned to make it a clean out the fridge day. It's really fun to see how creative everyone can get. One that I love to do is meal plan and shop on a schedule. And right now for me, it's been I meal plan on Sunday nights. It's just a quieter night for us here. And I usually grocery shop on Monday afternoons. Now, I've stated I love grocery shopping, all right? I do, although in the middle of winter in Wisconsin when it's 2 degrees out, probably not so much, but I still like to do it. But there's some great services, and one that I've used in the past and one my daughter has used. She's got littles at home. It's a grocery delivery service from Peapod to, we have one up here called Shipt, which we use from Meijer's. And there's Amazon Fresh in some areas. And then there's some other options too. I know our Walmart, and I have a local grocery store I use here called Sendix. They have options to have groceries delivered right to your car for you even. But those other ones like Peapod and Shipt will deliver right to your home for a small fee. So you can get online and shop at home in your jammies and have your groceries delivered or picked up for your schedule. You probably wouldn't pick them up in your jammies, but you get what I mean there. I've used Peapod in the past for deliveries at home during a difficult season. And really, to some degree, I felt like I saved money because I wasn't browsing the store, so I only had the necessities delivered and I wasn't adding all those extra items into my cart. It's really a great option for moms with littles or maybe in seasons of sickness, and sometimes just a time saver for working moms too. All right, so here's as a young bride, and some of you that are maybe a little green in your cooking skills, I can relate. I didn't come into my marriage with great cooking skills, so I called my grandma a lot. But I started with simple meat, basic veggies, and a lot of nights I made box mixes. But as the years went on, I got more adept in my kitchen skills, and the box mixes were less and less, and I became a bit more creative in my meal planning. It just really takes time, ladies, so give yourself time, but don't give up. Try, work. My point is, offer yourself much grace, begin where you're at, and stick with it. It truly will get easier over time and start to feel more natural. I promise that. If your husband is a great cook and he loves to do the cooking, then cook alongside him and learn from him. One thing that I encourage you to do is to sit down with your family and make a master list of favorite meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This is going to be a huge help in your menu planning. This is a list that I would initially work from if I'm just starting to menu plan and then try to add one new recipe a week for dinner. It gives you tons of variety, but it also helps you learn new cooking skills. When you try out a new recipe each week, you're probably going to try out some different ingredients, you know, maybe some veggies that are new to your family, and then you can keep adding new meal ideas onto this master list. So here's my simple meal planning schedule. I call it in a nutshell because it really is. So the first thing I always do is I look at my calendar for the week. I note days when I need a quick meal or we're having company or going out, all right? So I literally just take a piece of scrap paper. That's all I do for my initial planning, and I write the days of the week on it, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll note anything from the calendar next to that day. You know, if we're having company for dinner on Tuesday, I'll put a note there. And then under each day, so under Monday, I'll put a B, L, and a D, just a line for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and put a little dash next to it. I'll have my handy master list with my kind of key favorite recipes that we like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a few cookbooks that I may use for that week. And I grab different cookbooks off my shelf to just get a little bit of variety. And I start planning. I've made sure to see what's in my fridge or freezer or pantry that I need to use up, and I try to work that into my meal plan. And another great thing to do is to make a freezer inventory list. It can be very helpful. This is not this kind of detailed list. It's really just listing things like the meats you have in the freezer and maybe bags of veggies or bags of fruit or other main items you would use to meal plan. And my menu is usually foundational on what I have in hand in my fridge and freezer. In the past, I used to use all recipes feature on occasion. And it's kind of a neat little feature that you can plug in your ingredients you have on hand, and it helps you to find recipes that work with those ingredients. But really now, after 33 years of cooking, I've become pretty good at making up my own recipes from what's in my fridge. It's amazing how creative you can get over time. I do always plan all three meals every day for a week at a time, and I'll work leftovers into our lunches because you can get pretty creative with those leftovers, right? After my scrap sheet, you know, I've kind of done this on a scrap sheet. After it looks pretty much finalized, I neatly, and my handwriting needs much to be desired, so hopefully, if no one else can read it, at least I can read it. But then I do transfer it to a favorite menu planning sheet, and I put it up on the fridge, and I will put the a link to the PDF for the one I use. There's tons of them out there, but I have a favorite I use because it has a lot of room on it, and it lists out breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So then I'll make my grocery list from my menu plan, making sure to check what I already have on hand so I'm not double buying items. And I always make a note in the menu plan to mark the recipe books and page numbers for the recipes so I'm not trying to figure out what that recipe came from. So on Monday, if I'm making a particular kind of soup and I got it from one of my recipe books, I make sure to put just scribble enough to know the recipe book and the page number. It just makes it a lot easier. My list is written out to work my way through the grocery store in an orderly manner. I usually end up shopping at the same store. I'm usually at my local grocer and Costco, so I know the store pretty much. So I write it out by the layout of my store. Plus, you'd think it would help me not to backtrack, but I still seem to find myself doing that. More steps on my Fitbit, so that's a good thing, right? I have a cookbook stand that I keep on my kitchen counter, so any recipes that I maybe printed out for the week or any cookbook or anything like that I'm using will go into the stand for the week, ready to use. And at the bottom of each day, I'll write down if there's anything special I need to plan for the next day. This one's important to remember, like if I need to thaw meat or there's company coming for dinner. And then also at the bottom of my menu plan sheets, I've started to write some healthy snack ideas for the week. It helps me to have it to look at before I want to grab a cookie instead of a scoop of cottage cheese. And the last thing I like to do is to keep my menu planning sheets, at least a pretty good handful of them. So that way I have them to look back on for reference. And really, ladies, after you have quite a few, you already have a meal plan ready to go for the week with maybe just a few tweaks. You've just created your own personal meal planning site on your own. That's kind of cool. So that's really my menu planning in a nutshell. That's all I do. And that's probably what most people do, that menu plan, for the most part. I mean, Pinterest is there to look up ideas if you have different menu planning boards. You can actually, if you go to the blog, you can find my Pinterest link. And I know I keep all different things for entrees and breakfasts and lunches and just different categories. So I enjoy that. I don't do that as much as I used to, but I do save favorite recipes in Pinterest so I can find them. I probably use it more like I would use a bookmark from back in the old days. There's also a lot of meal planning sites that'll do it for you for a small fee. I have used some of these for a season, but I still seem to end up coming back to my own pen and paper. Plus, I've tried some of the paid menu planning sites in the past, And when I say that, it's more the ones where the menu's already pre-made for you that you're not picking, but they just didn't always work with our scheduling, and I always ended up liking to use my own recipes and cookbooks. Not all the recipes always appealed, and we love our favorites. We can just become creatures of habit here. But if you like variety and the planning part already done for you, it's a great option, and there's tons of options out there now. So if I had a couple to pick, one of them in particular would be Build a Menu, because it's just a great site. They have great family-friendly recipes. They have tons of options. Like if you're eating Trim Healthy Mama or clean eating or gluten-free, or there's tons of options in there. I'm really thankful that they have breakfast and lunch options too. And there's tons of recipes to pick from. A new feature they've had for a bit now is to add your own recipes. And another part I love is when you're picking from their recipes, and you can also, like, if you have a favorite grocery store you shop at, maybe you just shop at Walmart or Aldi, you can select plans just for your grocery store, which is, I think, a neat feature too. But you can, if you are really on a budget, you can see what the cost it's going to be to make each recipe. And you can edit your shopping list before you grab and go. Just one of the more affordable ones out there too. So if you're interested in that, check out Build a Menu. I think it's just buildamenu.com, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And another one that I've tried in the past, and this is a pre-done one for you. The recipes are already picked and put together for the week. But it's another really good affordable one is eMeals. So you can pick your family's preference on this too. They have tons of options again, whether it's gluten-free or clean eating or whatever you're doing there. And it comes with a shopping list already made for you. And they have an app on the phone too. Build a Menu has an app too now, but they have an app on the phone so you can have your grocery list right there when you're at the store. But one I can share that it has been a favorite for at least my husband and I, because it is just the two of us, but they do have family options too, is Blue Apron. We used to use it at least 1 week a month, but lately with the holidays and traveling, we haven't for a bit. But I just had one this past week and we loved it. Actually, we used it for our New Year's Eve dinner, one of the meals, and it was so fun. It really adds variety and it teaches me new cooking skills. My husband and I look at it as a date night together. We cook the meal together, but somehow he always ends up being the head chef and I'm the sous chef. I'm really trying to be humble about my position. I know it's not sounding very humble right now, but truly though, it is fun and a treat, and it's just something we have loved doing together. Another thing that I want to share is a couple books that I love. One is from Menu Planning, and it's by Stephanie Langford, and it's called Planet Don't Panic. And it's just a great book that goes over the basics of menu planning, good stuff. It gets you simple steps to get you meal planning regularly. And another one that I think is a huge help for new cooks, but really cooks in any season will benefit, it's called Simplified Dinners by Misty Winkler. And I put that one in the show notes too. It's only available on Kindle or PDF, but it is a great resource if you're just a struggling beginner cook or you don't feel real confident in the kitchen, to give you some good basic skills. So here's some other ways to meal plan besides my simple way in a nutshell. One is you can meal plan for a week from only the food you have on hand in your pantry and fridge. This is a great way to save money, declutter your pantry and your fridge at the same time. You probably can't do that much more than a week. Most likely you may be going a little hungry, but it's a great way to just clean things out and get a fresh start. Another one is you can meal plan from the sales paper from your favorite grocery store and just do that every week. Get your grocery store flyer and sit down and plan it out. You can make a monthly meal plan by writing out a month's worth of meals, and you can choose to shop weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly that way too. However you meal plan, you can, you know, have like different themed nights for each day of the week. You can have Monday slow cooker day, or Tuesday is beef, Wednesday's chicken, Thursday fish, Friday pizza. Saturday you can make it a soup or salad bar night, and Sunday you could do pasta or beans, and you could throw a leftover day in there too for one of those. Tons of options there to just make it a little bit fun. You could do a Mexican night, so many options. Here's a great one. Plan together with your family your meals, just together every week. This may work for some families, but not mine, because here's how it goes at my house. Me, what would you like for dinner this week? My family, we don't care, whatever you want to make. Me, thank you for your help. That was pretty much it. So that's why I do it by myself now. I talked about Pinterest a little bit before, but you can have fun and set up meal planning boards for each meal category and type of food. You can have boards for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or boards for beef, chicken, seafood, pasta, etc. And that may help you in your menu plan if you like to do that. I can tend to get a little bit distracted when I'm in Pinterest looking up recipes, so that's why I tend to just sit at my kitchen table with my scrap paper and my cookbooks and my list of all my favorite meals and just go from there. Okay, so the last one is, if you need some help, I really encourage you to check out the Ultimate Healthy Meal Planning Bundle. That is a mouthful to say, just so you know that. It's available to purchase online until January 5th, so just the next couple days. I do love the bundles. I know it's a mixed feelings there for everyone, but I love them. I usually just you know, there's probably maybe a dozen books I'll pull out of it or more, but I'm still saving money than buying those books individually. They're just a great deal. They're packed with resources. This one's a favorite for me because I'm a menu planning geek. So there's in the bundle itself, there's over 3,800 recipes. There's meal plans and shopping lists, and you'll never have to cry over what's for dinner again, right? And if you have a special diet, like if you're keto or vegan or paleo or gluten-free, you need to save money, or you just have a crazy busy lifestyle that calls for freezer cooking or an Instant Pot, it's all in there. And you can customize it a little more. They have separate individual ones you could buy, or you could buy the whole group. And that's what I did. I bought the whole group because I really want to do a little bit more with freezer cooking than I do. And I'd love to learn more about the using my Instant Pot. I have one and I've only used it a handful of times and I've just not gotten good at it. So I'd like to get a little more acclimated with it. And the bundle, it's a one-time purchase. It's not a subscription. A bundle purchase includes access to each of those digital cookbooks that comes in that bundle and whatever meal plan in the bundle forever. They discount these big time because they're 96% off what the price would be because the product creators agree to include their e-cookbooks and meal plans in the bundle for this discounted price, but it's just for a short time only. So guys, what's in it is there's digital cookbooks, pre-made weekly meal plan, shopping lists, printable planning pages, meal planning tutorials, ideas for saving time and money, tips for specific diets and allergies, all kinds. It's just a great resource to help you eat healthy, save time and money, and hold on to your sanity. It's a fun treat to kick off the new year and your new habit of menu planning too. So if it's of interest to you, the link to check out all the details, I'll stick them in the show notes. I have two more detailed posts on menu planning. I have several menu planning posts on the blog, but two that are a little bit deeper. One was called, it was part of my Homemaking 101 series, and it's just called Menu Planning. And then the other one was an older one where I just wrote about my simple plan in a nutshell, and it was just called What's for Dinner. And I'll put those links in the show notes too. But the reality is, you don't need to spend anything to menu plan. You have all the resources you need to get started right in your own home. So my last tip, and what I want to encourage you in, is to just resolve to do it. Whatever it looks like for you and your family, find a system that works for you. Try it for at least a month, and if you're not happy with the current plan, change it. There's no rules on this one. But I can guarantee that if you would menu plan for a month, you would not want to go back to waking up and trying to decide what's for dinner. I love this quote from Julia Child. She says, "People who love to eat are always the best people." And I leave you with my favorite reminder today. Jesus is enough, always. So thank you so much for spending a bit of your day here with me today. You can find the show notes from this podcast at thankfulhomemaker.com and just click on the podcast tab in the menu bar. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please tell your friends and leave a review, or at the very least, rate the show wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd so appreciate it. Thank you so much and have a blessed week.